Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the main event of the evening.
Okay, y'all, this is it.
It had to happen sooner or later.
It's party time.
We deserve an adventure.
Y'all ready for this?
Hit me.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
Dude, I'm Steve McKay.
Hey, I'm Travis Winters. Sorry there, I was catching a little sun.
Cool. Welcome to the third annual Mac and Travis Beach Party. And yes, we're not in the studio tonight. We are on at the beautiful Sheraton Kauai Resort in Paupua Beach. Too many cocktails for us. Well, in Hawaii.
Hey.
Beautiful, beautiful evening as the sun is setting here.
Oh, yes. It's awesome.
Beautiful Hawaii. So welcome to the show. And I like your tanning lotion.
Well, you got, can't burn the nose. Can't burn the nose. The rest of the face is okay as long as the nose don't get burnt. You're all right.
Right. We're going to have a fabulous luau. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
It's been all month. And were you in Hawaii the whole time?
No, I wasn't. I didn't get this lovely tan in Hawaii. I'm sorry. Covered up in clothing.
It's been a little cool here, actually.
It only
got up to 80 degrees today here in Paupua.
Paupua is awesome, man. I mean, just go check out the camera. It's a beautiful area.
Absolutely, yes.
A lot of hot babes on the beach. Just saying. It's very nice.
We got a great show for you tonight. And, of course, we want you to join us in the chat box. And make sure you have your cocktail with you.
Suntan lotion. Make sure you got oil or lotion.
Yes,
whichever you like.
And I hope you're dressed up in your gear. If your ladies have a swimsuit or bikini on. And I hope you have shaved, ladies. You don't want any of that. And also tonight on the show, we got some hot music from Zedhead.
Right.
And
some new stuff from them.
And some comedy from an aspiring comedian sister, Mary Evelyn.
I've seen that. I haven't heard her yet, but I'm fully looking forward to seeing what the nun has to say.
A nun that does stand-up comedy.
Nice. Can't beat that.
What do you think about that? That should be very interesting.
Sounds like an awesome idea. And we got the babe of the week there. Babe of the week.
Cool.
Very nice. She's hot.
Hot. And all kinds of cool stuff.
I have tons to talk about.
Yes, you do.
Hey, we'll be right back when we're up all night with Mac and Travis.
Hi, this is Steve Porter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Porter Show, and also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the Internet's talk superstation.
most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The internet's talk superstation.
The cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
All righty, back here, and it's the Beach Show.
The Beach Show.
Yes, fantastic time here.
It's awesome. The drinks are great. The women's are awesome.
Just that great awesome. Time. It's nice and warm, too.
Yes.
What is it about, what do we say, it's about 76?
76.
Yeah. All you sappy people out there in Kansas City and all over Central America, Central United States, freezing your ass off with all that snow. Wish you could be here.
This is gorgeous weather.
Gorgeous, beautiful, sunny, warm weather. And I was walking on the sand a little bit earlier. It was fabulous. It was warm.
The tide just rushing over your feet.
Yes. So hope you enjoy it with us.
Seeing the mermaid.
After a few of those. What are you drinking over there? You got
a... I am drinking a, well, it was a coffee, but we're going to change it into something a little more festive.
Like a Mai Tai?
A Mai Tai. Yeah, Mai Tai.
That's what I'm
good.
Having, a Mai Tai.
Long Island iced tea.
A little wind is coming up here a little bit. Having a nice big wave. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Now, if... we got to do the business, don't we?
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's get to the business of the day first. Head up to the website, macandtravis.com. That's M-A-C and Travis.com. Macandtravis.com. For some reason, I can't hear myself. This remote setup is really it's throwing me for a loop there.
You know, we don't get this every time.
No, we don't. Go to the website, macandtravis.com. M-A-C and Travis.com. Macandtravis.com. And right there, you're going to find the show notes, which we'll be talking about here all night long. We also have the chat box. And you can come and join us in there. Sex on a beach. That's what we're
looking
for.
That's right, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And got a lot of people in the chat box. They're joining us for this luau, the Mac and Travis luau.
Luau.
And we're going to have some luau music here coming up. So I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be awesome. It's been a long time.
It has been. Let me finish up real quick.
I'm sorry.
If you want to see the webcam here at the studio... our remote studio, the webcam is right there by the chat box.
That's right.
You can check out Travis. He's there, and you got to go to see the webcam because he's going to be showing you his stuff here pretty soon. So we got to get to that. But also, if you want to see actually where we're staying at tonight, it's the second show note. It's the tonight's show broadcasting from the Sheraton Kauai, and you click on that, and there's a webcam. You actually see the beach. The sun is now going down, and the party is about to begin. And we are the party.
We are the party.
We are the party, baby. That's right. All right. Is that... and by the way... That's cool. Don't you like that? See, you don't get that sound right now in Kansas
City. That's official. It's official we're there sound right there. You don't get that everywhere.
No. Okay. So you've been gone for 3 weeks.
I have been. It's been a lifetime.
And the big announcement is that you won the Trout Hollow fishing tournament.
Yes.
Now, is that the name of the tournament?
It's the Dummy Trout Invitational. I'm sorry.
The Dummy... I need to put that on the website. Dummy International. And he's showing his trophy. Hold it up like the Stanley... It is the Stanley Cup of trout fishing. Kiss it. There you go.
It is awesome.
Man, that thing's a monstrosity there. Oh, now, that's the traveling one,
right? This is the traveling one. But this right here, this gentleman right here...
Hold that for the camera.
Show it to you. See? That is the official I get to keep it trophy.
Very nice.
Tell me that is not awesome.
I wonder who drank that.
I don't know, but it's an awesome idea. And as you can see, I am advertising for Busch tonight.
Oh, that.
Because I love Busch.
You do. That's what that's what your wife said too. So
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
I'm making sure all this works here. since we are doing a remote, it's kind of difficult to make sure all the sound effects work and stuff. But
I guess and also copper tone.
You got your copper tone. You know, so you got the shades on for the sun. Probably have to take the shades off here a little bit because the sun is going down here.
Oh, no. This is like a cheap sunglasses type moment.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a problem here. I hear kids in the beach. Get those kids off the beach. Don't they know this is adult time?
Do you know what goes on in the ocean after the sun goes down?
All right.
I can tell you what goes on in the ocean after the sun goes down.
Yes. So, give us a whole thing about your trout tournament. Right. I want the whole details of your walking through. By the way, there's pictures.
There are pictures. Oh, let's go look at the pictures.
Go to the website, macatravis.com. Click on miscellaneous bullcrap. The link that says miscellaneous bullcrap.
Oh, yes. Look at that.
And
tell me that it's not the picture of a professional champion fisherman.
There it is. You actually made money on this.
So I'm a professional. As you can see.
You and Bill Dance are right there together.
That's right. We're neck and neck.
You and Jean-Claude Van Damme or whatever his name is.
We're competing for TV time. Right. Me and
Fishburg.
Bill Dance. Yeah, there you go.
You need a cool name like that.
See, that one's already taken.
Travis Trout.
Travis the Trout Man.
The Trout Man.
There you go. That's awesome.
Cool.
The Trout Man here is reporting to you.
All right, so you get down there. It's snowing.
It's ass off. They're calling for ice and like 8 inches of snow. And we're like, fuck, this ain't going to be good. So we go out Friday. Friday is horrible. We spend maybe three hours tops on the fucking water Friday. Horrible. Snow beating down, wind blowing, cold as hell. Catch, I don't know, 5 fish or so. So then we go back in and we wake up, you know, Saturday starts the tournament. All right, and I didn't put it up there. I forgot to put it up there. I'll send it to you. We'll load up another picture. You'll see me before I go down. With all my tackle box and stuff like that. But, so we go down, right? And it's probably 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, everybody else is gone, dude. We're like the last ones down. Everybody else that's in the tournament is already gone. In the boat's already been fishing. So we get down there, and I shove us off. And I tell my partner, which is his name is Dwayne, and I didn't see no pictures of him, but he's the one who owns the boat. So we shove off, and I said, well, here goes to the Dummy Trout Champions of 2010. And I shoved the boat off.
Wow.
And then it was, well, we
give,
did all
give
right
a round
today.
Of applause for that. Okay, go ahead.
So I predicted it. So then, you know, we fish all that day. Fishing's nice. The weather is awesome. The sun comes out. It gets warm. It's beautiful. So, I mean, you can see some of the pictures there, like the third one's down of me holding the little fish that I caught and then me in the foreground and the river in the background.
Yeah.
That's Saturday night. That's the night before I caught the fish. And you see how beautiful it is. You see how much snow is on the ground and stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
You had to dig the boat out, didn't you?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Actually, yes. We had to improvise. Oh, no, we took a dustpan down from the room and scooped snow, like 2 inches of snow out of the fucking boat before we even went.
God, that's just crazy.
And it was not just like a little bit. This was all over the boat. But the next day, as you can see, it was a beautiful day. And you can see the dam down there. We went all the way up to the dam. That's Table Rock Dam.
We can't cuss like that on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Table Rock holding the water back bridge. And we floated down and... So we in the second day, right? I think it was 1:15 was the big fish the first day.
That's when you caught the winner, right?
No, not then. Then Sunday came.
Oh, okay.
You know, partied hard freaking Saturday night.
Oh yeah.
Sunday
Jello
came.
Jello shots and everything. And the strippers. Oh, sorry.
No, none of them were there.
Your wife's in the box. We don't want to talk about strippers.
I am so sorry.
And as we were once again. In the morning, we were the last ones down. Mm. And he goes, we're making a habit of this of being the last ones down. I said, that's all right. What we're doing is giving everybody else a competitive edge. You know, we don't want to brag about this thing saying that we, you know, won the tournament outright. We have everybody a fair chance before we went out and won the tournament. So we shove off again, and I say the same thing. Here go the 2010 W Trout champions. And we go up the river, and it's about 30 minutes before time. And I hooked the monster.
The monster.
The monster that was my fish. Well, it still is. It's in the freezer right now. But the monster that was my fish, the 2 pounds, 4 ounces.
Wow.
I brought him in, caught him 30 minutes before time.
Wow. So you got him in your freezer right now. You can
go ahead. He's in the freezer.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you ever get up in the middle of the night and go down there and just look at that fish?
No.
In the freezer bag?
What I do is it's in a big plastic container, and it's underwater, so it's kind of clear.
Yeah.
Every time I open up the freezer, I look at it and go, yes, that's awesome.
You talk to it.
Thank you so much. And you can see the picture. That it's a nice fish. I mean, 2 pounds, 4 ounces is a nice trout. I mean, look at the hardware it won me, huh?
Look at the hardware. It's not like Bassmaster where you got to have a 15-pound bass. This is trout we're talking about.
You can't
here.
Just go ripping for these bad boys. This ain't nothing crazy like fish 1,000 freaking areas. You got to be very precise. It's a skill.
How did you do it as a professional? Give us a tip.
As a professional
Would you
fisherman.
Catch it on a piece of corn or what?
No. I caught it on a white marabou jig.
White marabou jig. There
white
you go.
Marabou jig.
You saved that jig, I hope.
It is saved. And when I have this fish mounted, I know everybody's like, you're going to mount a 2-pound, 4-ounce fish? You bet your ass I'm going to mount that son of a bitch because it won me the trophy, so it means it's a championship fish. And I'm going to put that marabou jig right in its mouth. Hey, you got it. And you know what? The next time before I go, I'm going to go buy me a whole shitload of marabou jigs. And I'm going down there jigging again, hoping to catch another one.
What color was it?
It was white.
Okay.
It was white. And the nice thing about this trophy is everybody has to put their poundage on it when they won the trophy. Nah. The heaviest one is the first place. That's my buddy who actually won the first one with the biggest fish. He has 6 pounds, 8 ounces.
All right.
Mine is second.
Second place for 32 years.
32 years.
32 fucking years, and you got the second most fish.
Well, for poundage. Since 2000, for 10 years. Is the official trophy of 10 years. That's been going on for 10 years.
Wow. Hold it up again. Yeah, it's like Stanley Cup of trout fishing.
I'm trying to look the...
Everybody in the chat box 15, is just excited.
12 ounces is the lowest freaking fish on here.
Damn.
So, that tells you how rare a 2-pound fish is.
Our listeners on the cockroach right now in New York City is going, wow.
So, if you have an inkling to do this kind of trout fishing...
Yes.
Go down to Trout Hollow, Trout Hollow,
all right.
And tell them that you heard us on Mac and Travis. Make sure they know, hey, we heard about you guys on Mac and Travis. They have boats. They have everything there. Fishing licenses, gear.
And you too can be like
you
Travis.
You too can go down there and try to beat my record.
Has the Bass Pro or anybody contacted you? Cabela's contacted
Not
you
yet.
About?
I'm really surprised after word of this didn't get out that I had, you know,
Travis
hadn't
the
heard
trout
from
man.
Them yet. But I'm expecting a call any day.
Ah. Travis the Trout Man.
Yes, the Trout Man. Trout Man Travis.
Oh, here you go again.
Nice. Nice.
Sorry. Anyway. Well, that's just exciting for you, man.
It was awesome.
Is that one of the greatest moments of your life?
It was. I was so giddy.
What is it, about 50 participants, and you are
I am number one. That's right. It was awesome. It was an awesome feeling. I had people, you know, because, you know, we're in the union. I went to the union hall. I had people that didn't even go were like, I heard you caught the big fish. I heard you're the champion. I'm the champion. Woo!
Well, I'm sorry.
I would say the song for Queen, We Are the Champions, was playing through my head, but that makes me sound awful gay. So I'm not going to say that.
No.
But I was thinking it.
This is what's on your mind.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
No, never
mind. No, that wasn't what I was thinking
about. That wasn't what you're thinking
about. No. But I had an awesome time. It was a great time. Someday we're going to have to go down there.
I don't know. Well, it'd be an honor to go with a professional.
Well, you know, I could be your tour guide.
So you gonna go into any others, or is this?
I'm gonna leave this one for now. I'm gonna, you know, let it rest for a year, then bring back the skills and dominate the world of trout fishing. This is Travis Troutman saying, "We'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac and Travis."
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kerr, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knoll, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric.
Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time?
Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
Hi, Mac and Travis here back, and we're having the third annual Mac and Travis Beach Party.
Hey, everybody loves the beach.
They love the beach. Everybody had a good time in the chat box?
Yeah, they're talking about jobs.
Oh, great. Yeah, make sure everybody gets a lay.
Well, you know, everybody needs to get laid every once in a while.
They're beginning to start the luau. Let's see if we can take a little quick listen into part of the luau that we're missing out here. But let's see what's happening there.
That looks pretty nice.
Good. Look at that hot chick. She's shaking it. Shake it, baby. Shake it.
Hope you're not talking about me, but wow, no. She's hot. Let's just say the coconuts are in the right places.
Must be our baby of the week up there.
Oh, it might be. That would be really hot.
More audio there. So people can hear the beautiful luau that's going on right now. Wow. You're having a good time.
It does look like a great time.
All right. Again, go to the website, macandtravis.com. Let's go. You said nobody's talking in the chat box. They're talking jobs.
I'm talking jobs.
What the hell?
Oh, my God, I'm getting laid. All right.
Yeah, you're all getting laid.
You're all getting laid tonight. Congratulations.
That's right. All right. Do you want to get to the babe of the week?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was reading the box.
MacandTravis.com. Please introduce us to the babe of the week.
Denise Miliani, and which is just so happens there had to be a town in Hawaii named Miliani.
Wow. Maybe that's where she's from.
She's hot, and I didn't click on her, but I know.
Let me give you the quick data for you.
Yeah, give me the smoking data.
She was born on April 24th, 1980.
Wow, that's somebody else's birthday we know.
Who's that?
Big Worm's birthday.
Big Worm,
April 24th.
Wow, that's cool. And by the way, Maybe
they're related.
Graduated high school in 1980, so she's awfully young. She's from Czechoslovakia.
Nice.
And I didn't get the right information. She's 163 centimeters tall, whatever the fuck that is, and 52 kilograms in weight. This is for our international audience right here, for the people up in Vancouver listening to the show.
Okay, hey, before you go any further.
What?
So this don't get kind of weird. Little boys listening.
Okay. You're little boys. Well, you won't know what these numbers are. 34, 19, 34 is their figure.
Those are good numbers.
Good numbers. 34, triple D.
Nice.
She
nice.
Has brown hair, hazel eyes. Let's see. Her favorite sport.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Hockey. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Give me a screen.
She's already cool.
Already cool. And we don't have her shoe size, so there you go. But, anyway, that's,
very nice. Very nice.
All right. We got to crank it up. We got to get some smoke going on here.
We do.
We got to get it warm. What are we going to do here? Artist of the Week.
Oh, yes. And Zedhead, you know, they're the artist every week. And they've sent some, this is new stuff, never been heard.
That's
still
right.
Raw.
And I want to thank them for giving us the first dibs on this. They got a new CD that's going to be coming out. That's where some of these songs are going to be from.
Sweet.
And
sweet.
So you're going to want to get the CD, definitely.
Yeah, and you can go to their website there, and you can get the old CD, which I have, which is awesome. It's great music, great Texas blues band from Canada.
Yeah, they go to the link is right there at our website, MacAndTravis.com.
Yes.
And I want to thank Fogman for all of his help there. By the way, they have a real good kind of saying on their website.
What's that? It
says, rock hard or don't rock at all.
That sounds great.
Cool.
That's an awesome motto.
Let's crank up and get warm.
All right.
We want all those people all across America that's... Let's laugh at him for a second. It's out of the snow. Kansas City is supposed to just get snow there in a winter
supposed
weather.
To get
boarding.
Like 8 inches of snow. Not us.
Not us. We're the beautiful. The sun's going down. It's gorgeous.
Running our toes to the sand. It's awesome.
The only thing I don't like, all you ladies would like it, all these handsome guys walking around with their ripped abs.
Yeah.
And their tight little butts.
Speedos.
Speedos, yeah.
Somebody's looking at
the
men a little
too
closely.
Why don't you stand up, by the way, and show them what you're in.
All right. I'm in my beach attire.
Beach attire. Look at there.
I have my my black tank top.
Black tank top.
And my blue swim trunks.
Blue swim trunks. You've been in the water a lot?
I have not been in the water very much.
Not
but,
yet.
But, ow, God. Are
you okay?
No. Palm tree was in the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Coconut film. Sorry, my bad.
That's bad. All right, what song are we going to hear from Zedhead?
We're going to hear Kickstart.
I love this song.
So let's kickstart it off.
Crank it up, baby. Yeah.
Coming your way on the best damn bike in the world today. In 25 years.
Right.
I like that. That was awesome.
Had a little extra to it, apparently. That's hot.
Nice.
It'd be cool is to go riding Harley on the island in Hawaii.
That would be awesome. The mopeds kind of suck. They're a little slow.
No, I don't want to ride a moped. No pads. So that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yes, that'd be awesome. That, we should do warm, that while we're here.
Well, yeah, with the warm wind blowing in our face and all that.
The smell of sea.
Yeah, the smell of sea. Smell of fish. Does it smelly over there in Hawaii?
No, it's not smelly over
Was,
here.
Is the water... Well, it describe smells, the water. Describe the water for us,
it's
too.
It's kind of a blue, tranquil color. Real,
rippling through.
Oh, it's nice. Just watch it roll in and roll out.
And just...
Roll in and roll out. Very relaxing.
Very relaxing.
Very relaxing. It's like one of those mellow CDs. Mellow.
The ukulele song.
Yes. Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. The ukulele song.
Oh, we don't want to do that. We're pepped up. We're full of energy, though. We're happy to be here
at the
third annual Mac and Travis Beach Party, and we're happy that you're with us. Coming up shortly, yes, we have a caller from the States, back in Kansas City. Sister Sweet. Mary Evelyn will be calling in.
That'll be nice.
She's
That'll
a
nice.
Nun, an aspiring stand-up. This is her first appearance. We'll see how this goes. If she's if she's any
if
good.
If she's good enough to pass enough. The Mac and Travis rating.
That's right. Or the listeners, if they think she was worth coming back or
All
not.
Right.
And if she's voted down, then she won't ever come back. But we'll see.
This is the Mac and Travis idol.
Comedy idol. A nun that tells jokes. How about that?
That's a joke in and of itself.
Right. Here, more sound here. Want everybody to know.
Oh, yes.
What's what they say on racing? Crank it up?
Crank it up. Listen to that. That's just
does it make you guys feel warm just feeling that?
I'm basking in the glow of sunshine.
I am too.
It's right. Awesome.
Talking about miserable cities.
Oh, nice.
Did you see it on the... It's been all over the place. I guess it's the top 20 miserable cities in America.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's a... And I didn't post it, but it's all over the web.
So did we make the...
Did yes,
we make
we
it?
Did.
Yes,
we did.
Yes!
Give a round of applause for that.
Good thing we're not in that shitty town right now.
That's right. Kansas City is ranked number 13th, most miserable city in America.
Nice.
And the reason, you want to know why the reason Kansas City is miserable?
Why?
Well, first of all.
I can think about a 12.
I added this. Its weather is one of them. That's one reason.
Nice.
I added that. But they say because of the high taxes, high crime rate.
True.
You'll like this one. And the bad professional sports teams.
I happen to agree with most of those statements.
You want to add any of your own?
There's a few I'd like to add, but I won't. But, you know we're a nice city. Did you see the opposite list of that? One of the best cities to live in?
Oh.
Vancouver.
Well, it's not in America, though.
Like I said, welcome to Vancouver. It's the new America.
We're going to take it
we
over.
We own so many gold medals up there, it might as well be ours. USA. USA.
Get out of here. All of our international listeners are being turned off.
Like,
by the way, Zedhead's up in Canada. We can't be smashing him right now.
No. Oi.
A.
A.
Give me some beer. A.
A.
I don't drink beer right now because I got this big cocktail in my hand. Let me take a drink of my cocktail.
Oh,
move the umbrella out of the way.
That's right. Don't want this umbrella or this straw to poke you in the eye.
Beautiful cocktail with the big umbrella. It's a Mai Tai, and it tastes
fantastic. Yes, it's awesome.
So anyway, the top city, most miserable city, you want to guess at that one?
Dallas.
Dallas? Are you kidding me?
I hate Dallas.
They got strip bars you wouldn't believe down there.
Oh, okay.
Strip bars would give it... No, it's not even on the top 13. The ones above us.
I don't know.
You want to count down the top five?
Yeah.
Okay, number five, Flint, Michigan. Self-explanatory there.
Right.
Detroit, Michigan's number four.
Nice.
So your weather sucks.
Michigan is right up there.
Your weather sucks. They say in the summertime it's nice, but I don't know. Your weather, that's probably your biggest thing. Number three, Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee?
As
Why would
number
Memphis,
three.
Tennessee
most
be on there?
I don't know. as kids here at this old adult party?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of late.
Is that your son?
No, it ain't my son.
All right.
Ain't mine. It better not be mine out there on the beach all by himself. Kick his ass.
Number two. This one I don't get. Stockton, California.
I don't even know where that's at. Yeah. I know where Stockton, Missouri
it's
is.
It's in the center. I'm not right. It's in the center, kind of the mid-south center.
Is it the butthole of California?
No, but they got all the farms and shit
Probably
that in the...
By the way, if you live in that town, I'm not calling you a butthole. Your town a butthole.
Anyway. Number one. You ready for the big fanfare?
Yeah.
Nope, that's not what I want. The drum roll over.
The drum roll.
Then the fanfare. Cleveland, Ohio.
Because their sports teams are shittier than Kansas City's.
That's right. And don't they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They might. I don't really know. I've never been to Cleveland.
And they're the idiots that said ABBA should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That reason in and of itself makes it a crappy city.
Yeah. So there you go. There's the top 20 or the top few miserable cities. Also in there is Chicago, probably because of the weather. St. Louis is number 7.
Wow.
And they have winning teams. I don't get that.
Wow. Nice.
Buffalo, New York, obviously, for the snow. Canton, Ohio. Miami, Florida is number 6 because of the crime and all that stuff.
Oh, by the way, my son is waiting for the big party.
Party's already here.
It's already here, boy. Aren't you having a great time on the beach?
Do you want me to play a sound effect for him?
Sure.
Let me turn down the beach here a little bit. What sound does he want to hear?
What sound does he want to hear, baby?
Some kind of an animal.
Do you have a dying giraffe?
Does he like cows?
Everybody likes cows. They provide nice, nutritious milk.
Well, now
and
we...
great steak.
Yeah. Let me see if I can do this. I'm just going to find it here. All right, here we go. Try this. I see steaks.
It was cute. He heard. I'm gonna read directly from the box here.
Okay.
It was cute. He heard that they were having a beach party, and he looked at me and said, "Out in this weather?" There you go.
But can he hear the ocean?
Yeah, no. Apparently she doesn't have the sound up loud enough for him to hear the ocean.
How maybe about I, now? Maybe I.
We're right up next to the water.
Yeah. Let me put the microphone in the water. There you go.
Nice. Nice relaxing sounds of ocean breezes.
Yes. We got more music. We have, what else? Let me see the time. Yes, we got more music. Sister Mary Evelyn coming up next.
Yes.
And I don't know if your little boy should hear or not. They're not dirty jokes, though. Because she's a clean...
She's a clean actress?
She's a clean comedian.
Nice.
Because she's a nun, so she doesn't want to tell dirty jokes. So it'll be okay, I think.
All right. So. Hey, ask, you got those bird noises?
Bird noises.
Bird noises.
This isn't a bird. Let me find a bird. What's under B?
I can think of a lot of things filed under the letter B.
Bees. That's as close as I got to bees.
Nice. Hey, we'll be right back for more Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
I don't get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
they are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
Smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We gotta get the word out.
Word out, word out. Hey! Maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some
profit. So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch, the Cockroach.
Say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're gonna fucking say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit if you are that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole. Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies.
Tommy Castro.
Lil Dave Compton.
Mark Hughes Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mack.
Larry McCrae.
Quincis McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Kinsley Ellis.
Jill Luth Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Jill Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1Blues.com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Shaw Tyler.
Candy Kane.
Mick Long. Jody Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
All right, back here on the Up All Night Radio Show, and yes, it's time. It's time. This is our first time for our guest on the show. Her name is Sister Mary Evelyn. She's from the Kansas City St. Peter's Basilica, Catholic convent here in Kansas City. And Sister Mary Evelyn, well, she is an aspiring stand-up comedian. And she's giving us the honor of calling us and trying out some of her jokes. So let's see if we can hook this phone up and get her going. Got her own little music here.
Hello, boys. This is Sister Mary Evelyn, and it's wonderful to be here with you. Hold on, I can't hear you real well. Hey, Maglin, would you please turn down the TV? I'm on the radio with Mac and Travis. I'm back here. We're watching our favorite movie this evening.
What's that?
They always do a big movie night on Saturday nights. We're watching Two Mules for Sister Sarah. It's our favorite movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Clint Eastwood and Shirley MacLaine, I think. Good movie. So you're really a nun, and you want to be a stand-up comedian. Is that right?
Yes, I am a nun. I truly am a nun. But someday, I too will be known all around the world, just like Larry the Cable Guy. You know, he's my favorite comedian.
Well, you know, everybody likes Larry.
Oh, yes, and he has a nice bum, too. Can I try to say it? Get our done.
Very good, very good. I got to ask you a question, though. Being a nun, and I don't know how to put this delicately, but I've always wondered, don't you miss not having a man in that sort of way, if you know what I mean? Or have you ever had a man in that way?
Oh, you guys are so dirty. Yes, I've been with a man many years ago, back before I was a nun. I had a boyfriend, but he had such a big hog, I couldn't take it. You want me to try some of my... I got some new jokes here, and this is going to be my new stand-up act. All right, here's the first one for you.
Okay.
Why do cows wear bells? Because their horns don't work. Oh, give me a rim shot, baby. Ready for the next joke? Yeah. Why do space aliens not eat clowns?
I don't know why.
Because they taste funny. I think I like that one, too. That's a funny one. All right, I got one last joke for you guys, and then I got to get back to the movie. Right. I was supposed to be fixing the popcorn.
Popcorn. All right, give us your last one there, Sister Mary Evelyn.
What's the difference between acne and a Catholic priest?
Okay, acne and a Catholic priest.
Acne usually comes on the boy's face after he's 12 years old. Oh, that's so naughty. That's so naughty. We'll see you guys later. Take care, Mac and Travis. Goodbye. Bye. You are done.
Oh. Bye, Sister Mary Evelyn. Oh, my.
Oh, she's going to be awesome.
You think she's
working? I like her.
What's the chat box response to the Sister Mary Evelyn? Should she come back or not?
Oh, my God. Oh, I like her. I vote her back on now.
All right.
Oh, she's good. She's funny. I like it.
She's working on her comedy act there.
Yeah, she's heading in the right direction. I see nothing but good things.
And she needs to come up with a tagline instead of get R done.
Get R done, yeah. She just comes up with her own one.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Blessed be. So there you go.
Please That's, come back.
Go get somebody.
Wonder where she's from. so far, the response is good. She'll have to come back.
All right. Give her a round of applause. We'll have to bring her back there. Give her a light round for right now. We got to test her out. That's her first try right there, Sister Mary Evelyn. And hopefully be back.
Oh, that was funny. That was good. Yeah. And I'm going to write it down on here and she can come back.
All right. Cool. Excellent. We got a lot to get to. We got the show notes. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Do you want to hear the song real quick and then we'll get to the show
notes? Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Another one from Zedhead.
Yeah,
get Zedhead. Things cranked up here.
And this one's called the Electric Slide. Let's try that again. Electric Slide Shuffle.
All right. Maybe I'll get started here. I guess I got to click the button, right?
That might help. Zedhead.
Zedhead.
You can go to the website.
There we go. Here. Push the button and it works.
Howdy, right? Bubba.
It's amazing.
I'm going to tell you a true story. That's right, y'all. The sky's all gray. The wind is foul. The kind of a day you want to throw in the towel. Well, now people are grim. There's gloom in the air. Even your old dog Shucks can feel your despair. Well, hey man, don't you wallow in your fuffle. Get your leg over now and do the electric light shuffle. Do the shuffle, the electric light shuffle. Well, now your rusty old K-car, it just blew a gasket. Things are bad and your face can't mask it. You've grown a spare tire along with your forehead. You've lost the fire, you've got heartburn instead. But come on, blood, don't you wallow in kerfuffle. Get your leg over now and do the electric light shuffle. To the electric light shuffle. Let's open up a little can of that Milwaukee whoop ass. That's right. Ooh. Ooh, cool Milwaukee steel. Can't believe how good it makes you.
How good it really makes you feel,
baby.
That big blue tune.
Let's do the shuffle.
It makes me feel good.
Electric. So everybody knows about your girl and best pal. They both saw the light and buggered off to Nepal. You're sick of beer and whiskey, you can't drink another smidgen. When the doorbell rings, the man is selling religion.
one now and two. Thou shalt do the electric glide shuffle. The electric glide shuffle. Yeah, do the shuffle. Come on, baby.
Oh,
oh sweet Lord, have mercy. The feathers will be ruffled. Street pipes are better than muffled. Yeah, gonna take them down the East Coast. That's right, New York City, Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach. Gonna hit my buddy Jimmy's place in St. Petersburg. Do a little slip through Alabama. See my favorite hockey team in Louisiana. Yeah, street ball. Mudbug action. That's right. Donnie Woods in Marshall, Texas. Hayden Cowdog at the Blues Cafe. Little Austin action here. Manny Rita down in La Porte. New Mexico. Las Vegas, Nevada. California. Yeah, British Columbia. Oh, way back through the prairies. Gonna hit Ontario.
Brand new Zed Head right there, baby. You like that?
I like it.
Hey, I like this music.
Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah. I like their new stuff. Their old stuff's good, too.
The Shotgun. Remember, we love that song.
Yeah,
that
was a great song.
That song is freaking awesome.
And by the way, you can go to their website and buy their old CD. It's just as good as this one. Yep. And this one here sounds like it's going to be even top the old one.
And I'm sure it'll be posted there. Everything, just go to their website and you'll make sure. Maybe they got their new one for sale. I don't know what the deal is. I was a little confused. I'm always confused. But the website there is where you need to go and find out more about Zed Head. And send them a letter. Send them an email.
There you go.
Especially if you're a MySpace person. Say hello. We heard you on Mac and Travis. Love your music. Just give them a shout. By the way. They're sending us some gear for giveaway.
Nice.
We're going to have some CDs. We're going to have T-shirts to give away of Zed Head. We didn't get them in time, but they're sending them down here. So you can expect to start getting some gear, we hope.
Nice.
But you got to earn it.
But you got to earn it.
That's right, baby. That's right. You got to earn it.
We're not just going to give the stuff away for free.
No, no, you wouldn't.
This is like the Olympics. You got to win
right.
it.
That's right. You got to get it. By the way. We did get an Olympic winner today. Did you see that?
Who's that?
Mac and Travis won a gold medal for comedy, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Knocked that one out of the park. Softball just thrown right up there.
Yeah.
Lobbing her in.
I'm trying to find a good sound effect for that, but that doesn't, I don't know.
You don't got the bomb dropping, do you?
Yeah, you want the bomb dropping?
Yeah.
I got to go to the other page. What do you want the bomb dropping for?
Because that was you throwing the Hail Mary.
Oh, not the Boeing. Not the Boeing or the bomb?
That's good.
The Boeing or the bomb?
Can employees win too?
Ooh, even I found that to be in bad taste.
Oh, I remember to play that one. That's kind of funny. Some of these
I like
edit.
That one.
Yeah.
It's been a little while since you went through the dictionary, well, through the inventory.
The other page here. Is your little boy still listening?
I'm assuming he is.
Okay, well, we'll get
we can't dive too deep into the other page.
No diving too deeply.
This ain't no dive zone.
No, this is a G show. What the hell? We used to be hardcore. Now we're down to a G show. G
we
got to
keep it G rated for the Walt Disney group.
Oh, I could find a Walt Disney sound effect here. Oh, well, let's give him the duck sound.
There's a bird.
Yeah. I think I got a monkey.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Oh, sorry about that. wrong.
That's probably not a good thing to say.
Oh,
so
here you go. This is for him. This is for your little boy.
Very nice.
That's not the one I wanted, though.
It is. Well, that's Looney Tunes.
Meep, meep.
Oh, Roadrunner.
There you go.
See?
Meep, meep.
We used to use that for something.
He's for the cable company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Looney. That's for your little boy.
That's the classics right there. There are
what a maroon. What an ignoramus.
There are cartoons made by that company that you can no longer see.
Yep.
The banned cartoons of Looney Tunes.
Because they're politically incorrect.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. Well, let's get to the, let me get the up here. Do we have time? I'm sure we have time.
Oh, we have time.
Get the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have got a lot of time. We'll get to most of the show notes in the next segment. But you didn't learn anything this week, did you?
I did not learn a dang thing, except I just want the time at work to fly by.
There you go. And I want to stay away from this cold weather that you're having back there.
Yes, the cold weather you guys are having back. I'm not going to enjoy flying back into it.
No, no. I'm going to try to stay here for the whole time.
Maybe we can. I know what we can do.
What's that?
We can start our own little bar right here on the beach.
There you go.
There.
I have to get the beach sound going here in just a minute. let's see. Let's see. Oh, you want to do this one? Next? This is great.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Go Mac with entertainment news.
Right.
Very nice. Very nice. It feels official.
By the way, there's rumors flying about on Facebook that she had her baby. It is unconfirmed.
Oh.
So I do not know, but I saw somebody writing something about, oh, congratulations on the baby. It's like, well, is that just congratulations that you're having one, or did you have it? So the rumors are out there.
You know what you could always do?
What, contact TMZ and find out?
No, no. You are the big tweeter.
Oh, yes, I could tweet
it. You could tweet it away. Show the camera your new phone.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a brand new phone, ladies and gentlemen. All just right. Kind of stick it out in front of there. I'll tell you when it's
I got, I've got here at the beach party, you know, beach place. There it is. Can you
there,
see it?
Yep, that's a good shot of it right there. Yeah. There's Mac's new phone, and his number is...
tweet. I love tweet now. I didn't like tweet, but now I love tweet.
Now I can't get enough of it.
I can't get enough.
He's cyber-stalking.
I find out when Carrie Byron goes to poop. I know it all.
Cyber-stalking. That's all it is.
It is. It's scary. All right. We're going to be doing the show notes here in just a few minutes. But just a couple reminders. Go to the website, macandtravis.com. There you're going to find... The big Trout Hollow Fishing Tournament. What's the dummy?
Dummy Trout International.
Well, I got to put that down. There's this pictures. Click on the link for the pictures.
Oh, yes.
Also, tonight's show is broadcasting from the Sheridan Kauai. And you can see the webcam outside of the studio.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Sun's going down. It's a beautiful evening. And we're going to get to a lot of show notes and stuff.
And congratulations.
Well, that's what I
All right, we'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac and Travis on this lovely beach that we're on.
This is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
You know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
Yeah, yeah. having a good time here at the beach party. Woo!
On the beach, just dancing, man.
Make sure everybody in the chat box gets laid.
Oh, I'm going to make sure everybody in the chat box gets laid. Is the skirt coming up? Oh, wow, that'd be nice. So I went to my
Ah, yes, here we are back at Travis. Staying with the beach party, third annual beach party. And we actually have a good time here. Got a lot to get to, the show notes. How's it feel to be back after a month?
It's awesome. Fantastic. You know how much I've been wanting to get behind a mic and talk crap?
Talk crap. Did you find it where you just talk to different people? Oh, you know, yeah. And start talking to the show?
I figured out that everybody that I know that knows I do the show thinks I'm insane. Yeah. Because I haven't been able to talk to nobody in, you know, three weeks.
3 whole weeks.
Man, that's going to be...
Well, we'll get to more of what you were doing for those 3 weeks here shortly after your little boy leaves the box. Yeah. We're not a family show. We don't do family stuff. But we'll go through the show notes first, and then we'll talk more about your adventures, your escapades.
My escapades? You made it sound like I had a great time.
Well,
let me just say, it's been a privilege to win the trophy.
So have you kissed that? Have you already?
I have. I love it.
Wow, it's a big trophy.
Hopefully I have it numerous more times. Yeah. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
And more.
Every year, bring it back in. Still got the trophy. Still got the trophy. 5-time repeating champion.
You could go down there the next year with your pants pulled up and just walk around like you're a stud. Like, you're all after this, aren't you? I'm the man.
Look at this.
I'm the man.
I know what I'll do.
What's that?
I'll go get me a boom box or something like that. And I'll start playing music. Dun 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 dun. The Vader of fishing has come back.
You could go around with this. Travis the Trout Man.
Travis the Trout. I can have my own announcer. Travis the Trout Man.
And now, from parts unknown, at 295 pounds.
Wow, really?
I don't know.
Wow, I'm a little bigger than I thought I was.
It's Travis.
The camera must add 20 pounds.
Let the fish hit the floor. Let the fish
hit the floor.
Let the fish hit the floor. Here we go. Nothing wrong with him. You're ready for the right line.
Nothing wrong with me. 4. Nothing wrong with me. 1. Something's got to give. 2. Something's got to give. 3. Something's got to give. No!
Let the fish hit the floor. Let the fish hit the floor. All right. Back to what we're doing. Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know, but I like it. That's my intro music now.
All right. There we go. Let's get started on this again for the second time.
He's old, creepy, and kind of lovable in a sick sort of way. It's Mac with the Lifestyle Report.
I was telling you earlier, well, you met her. My niece. I see my niece. Maybe she's even listening. But, one of my nieces I hadn't seen in 20 years.
Yeah.
And she moved here to Kansas City, and I met up with her. She came over. And it's Freddy. She said, "You're just as weird as what you always were. You haven't changed a bit."
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
She might even use the word creepy, but I hope not.
You're still the creepy old man I remember. Well, thanks a lot, I think.
maybe. I don't know. I wear creepiness with a badge. But, all right. The show notes at macandtravis.com. By the way, the webcam is there. The chat box is there. Say hello to everybody in the chat box.
Anything going on in the chat box,
just holler.
I wasn't looking, but I'll look.
All right. First time on the show notes. Holy smokes! This is from Wyoming Goofy Gal. Border agents find marijuana stashed in a painting of Jesus. Yes.
Nice, I want to
see
this.
U.S. Border Patrol says an agent found a stash of marijuana coming across the border in El Paso in an unusual spot tucked behind the framed portrait of Jesus.
How did they know it was back here? What, was Jesus a little lumpy?
I don't know. Maybe it smelled.
Nice. That's all. Well, you know, that's the best place to do all your breaking up the weed. You know, right on Jesus' picture. That way he can bless it as it comes into your body.
Yeah. Can I tell a story or a secret story? It's kind of the same idea. When I was in basic training in the Army, obviously you can't have anything.
Right.
There's
no
chocolates. You can't have any food of items of any kind.
Right.
Well, I used to buy Score candy bars, those really thin ones.
Right, right.
And I put them in my Bible.
Nice.
They never would check your Bible to see if there was anything in there. Or, you know, when you went through inspection and your whole bunk and your locker was made out, there was the Bible laying there. And it had always have a Score
they
candy bar.
They thought you were a good little Catholic boy, didn't they?
It was funny because the one of my drill sergeants, he came up to me and he everything looks good. They're squared away. You're squared away. Man, you're a good God-fearing young man or something like that. He actually said that. And I'm sitting there going, I got a Score's candy bar in my freaking Bible.
If you only knew, dude. These are only angel wings, but they're propped up by these freaking horns I got. I guess Halo propped up by the horns I got.
So, and should have cut it out. I could have cut it out and put a flask of liquor. By the way, pisses me off. I still don't understand. You know how you have buddies?
Right.
You're assigned a buddy in the Army?
Right, your battle buddy,
Battle buddy. Well, this guy, my guy, was Devone. I've talked about him before. He was a male model, really handsome-looking guy.
Right.
And he had, when we went to bivouac out in the field, you know, we were out in a tent. We were smart enough that we got a good spot away from everybody else up on the side of a hill. We were dry and everybody else was wet and cold and we were partying.
Nice.
He pulls out this box that you can get from like, you know, like Swiss Colony or whatever.
Right, right.
Of all these cheeses. Then he pulls out these bottles of liquor, the little airline bottles.
Nice.
How in the I was lucky to get away with the Scores candy bar, and this guy has a whole...
Where the hell did this shit come from?
It was awesome. We had a party, though. And
I
then,
bet.
And then every night they would come looking for us. For fire guard.
Right, right.
They couldn't find us. We were on the other side of the freaking hill off by ourselves in a dry spot. It was awesome.
Nice.
We got hit by a big blizzard and all that. So
that's awesome.
But anyway, that came from about the Bible and all that stuff. All right, continuing on the show notes. Listen to this thing. This is the Whacker. Click
the
on
whacker?
It.
The Whacker?
The Whacker. It's a new... and this Pookie sent this to us. I'm not going to... Obviously, we don't need to hear it. But it's a masturbation tool for men.
Okay. Remember that someone's listening.
Yes. Well, you... we'll speed it up there and take a look at it. Give us a...
a blow-by-blow?
Blow-by-blow, sort of.
Well,
look at that thing.
It looks like it would work. Yeah, in case you're...
That looks like it could hurt.
Yeah, in case your hand ever got tired, I suppose.
Moves too slow.
I'm sure there's a speed setting on there somewhere. And of course, you know, you don't want it to speed up too fast.
Nah.
I mean, that might do some damage.
You
might
could
be
hook
some
your,
breakage in there somewhere. Not
take,
good.
Take your motor off your drill and put it on there.
There you go.
There you go. And also, can I use that word? The World Blank Championship is being held in... Whacker, Georgia. So
really?
That's not really real. It's,
really?
It's from the Spook.
I think we should. I think we
or
should.
Spoof, pardon me, from the Spoof. The Spook.
All right.
Which is like the Onion. It's like the Onion.
Oh.
It went with the Whacker, so that's why I put it there.
Nice.
It's
nice,
worth reading.
Nice.
All right. So
maybe I can go down there. Might be a champion of two sports.
That's
never
right.
know.
Now this one is cool. Do we have time for this? I got to play this. Yes, it is. And it's clean. This, she's 89 years old. I'm going to play this audio. And it's kind of long, but it's really the coolest video I've ever seen. Her car is 43 years old. Let me play this for you.
Okay.
And take a listen, take a watch, and this is awesome. And this old lady has this, I can't remember what it is.
This is Chariot. And this is Rachel. They've been together 43 years. Chariot has lasted much longer than any of Rachel's three husbands.
But she's never lied to me, never cheated on me, and I can always depend on her.
Rachel is 89. Chariot is a...
1964 Mercury Comet Caliente Hot. I've had her up to 120.
Rachel is the original owner and has put every one of the over 540,000 miles on Chariot's original engine. How much did you pay for it?
$32.89, all deluxe. Power steering, automatic transmission, air conditioning.
Like a proud parent, she's documented every milestone, every birthday. This is Chariot's 30th birthday party and every checkup.
Well, this is a 6,000-mile checkup, $13. I wouldn't buy a gasket.
Rachel knew early on that she'd keep Chariot for a long time. So, whenever possible, she bought parts with lifetime warranties.
Wow. This is the fifth Midas muffler. Lifetime guaranteed. I've had seven. This is the shocks from Sears, and I've had three sets. This is the lifetime guaranteed battery from Penny's. And Penny's still pays for it, but...
No wonder the economy's going broke.
And I had 16.
16 batteries.
When Rachel takes her in for service, she never leaves her, even for a moment.
Either I stay by my car or I leave. And I show them this diagram of how many places there are that have to be lubed.
So you have to educate the mechanic.
Yes.
Rachel has just returned from a trip to her 70th high school reunion.
So tell me about the trip to Pennsylvania and back. Were you alone?
Oh, yes.
How many miles?
3,225 miles. And I don't want anybody to wait on or anybody to wait for. I go when I please and do as I please. And if I see a road, I'll take off. I don't even know where it goes, and I don't care. I just want to find out.
Are you ever afraid, though? You're 89.
No.
You're a woman. You're alone. You're in a car that's got 500,000 miles on it. This is why you're not afraid?
Nice.
Maybe you shouldn't show that.
A
handgun.
Nice. That's awesome.
What do you say to people that say an 89-year-old woman should not be driving alone?
Well, let me tell you, when I got my license renewed, and they renewed it for 6 years, I stood there in a loud voice, and I said, this is not right. I'm 85 years old. You should not be giving me a license for 5 years. Or anybody else without testing them. And they said, well, we tried that, and the elderly said it was discrimination. And I said, it's not discrimination, it's safety first.
Back in the driveway, Rachel polishes her pride and joy and is always ready for an impromptu class in auto mechanics.
A lot of pride.
That's the generator. That's the power steering wheel.
That's enough of that. She is, for 89 years old, she is cool.
She's a feisty old bird. I like the car. I'm surprised. This is more than anything, almost 600,000 freaking miles on this car.
On the original
engine.
Yeah.
What's that tell you? They don't build them like they used to. Let's just say Toyota maybe should have took a page from that book.
Let me give you a rim shot for that one.
No, because I'm such a fan of Toyota.
Well, you are. She's just a cool old lady, and for that age, she's aware of everything going on.
You know what that reminds me? You know who that reminds me of, don't you?
Your grandma.
My granny. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I'll go do what I want, and I love the gun, handgun. Down there.
Maybe you shouldn't show that. No, you should show that, because that way the next time that guy goes, oh, that's a nice car. No, it's just an old lady. Oh, maybe not.
All right, I know you're a big fan of the Olympics.
Oh, I am.
And curling. So let's give a listen to curling. You go to the website for the Kansas City Curling Club.
This is awesome.
First I laughed, and then we tried it. It was fun.
A true challenge.
Great teamwork. I really liked it.
We do it together.
It's addicting. You should try it.
It's more than a game.
It's a sport.
Our new friends.
Now I play.
We really love it.
Share the tradition.
Discover curling.
Come out and play. Come out and play.
Come out and play.
See?
Look at there. Curlingrocks.net. I'm going to go curling, dude. I have to do it.
It's kccurling.com. Listen, and I don't know. I imagine they have a curling place here in town. Curling's stupid.
Curling's freaking awesome,
curling's
dude.
Curling's asinine.
Curling is awesome.
Where else
can you get together and throw stones down the freaking ice? Huh?
And where else can you see... I'm going to get a rib shot, and I'm sorry to say this. Where else can you see a woman pushing a broom? Sorry, girls. Yeah, the little broom people in front of it and all that. So
5 week beginner course, only $90. Come on, dude.
Let's go do shuffleboard.
Let's go curling with me. Oh, shuffleboard. Oh, that's the same thing. Just a little bit different.
Why is it there bowling in the Olympics?
There is bowling in the Olympics.
I don't think there is bowling.
I think there is. Maybe not.
The Olympics is just.
I'm sorry, I haven't kept up on my Olympics. What's in and what's out?
You haven't been watching it?
I have not watched hardly any Olympics. I've watched maybe, I don't know, half a day's worth.
I think we got some live audio from the Olympics. You want to tune in?
Yeah.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the
now, and I'm sure there's people listening, and you got AZ, I'm sure, is hitting up. Oh, the Olympics are great. Other people are talking about the Olympics suck, and it's annoying. But did you see that chick?
Which one?
The chick that was doing the downhill, I think it was, and she got out of the gate and went like 5 feet and fell on her ass. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. She's been working her whole life going to the downhill, and she gets out of the gate before she even hits the hill, and she falls down.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
That
would be. That would be my That's luck. I'd be like, all right.
And then you were telling all the things that happened. We got somebody that died in the luge.
Well, you got the Georgian. The Georgian. I know you're going to play it. The Germans make great stuff.
You're going to fight it.
You're going to love my nuts.
Well, you know what's under, so that's what my problem is.
But, you know, the Georgian dude, he died, which was unfortunate. Don't get me wrong. But do you realize, you say you don't like this Olympics? This Olympics has more drama, stuff that's messing up, than any Olympics I remember.
You know, the Germans always make good stuff.
It does make, I do want to watch the luge, just because it's like the thrill that maybe somebody else will die, I guess.
Well, you know.
But not the thrill, you know what I mean.
The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, well, CBS, or CBS, NBC, I don't know.
ABC. ABC Sports.
One of those dang sports places. But, you know, we're talking about the Olympics. Can we talk about the, you got it on the, it's on the show notes. Can we go into it right now?
Okay.
The 25 hot female Olympians.
There you go. Check that out in the show notes there.
I just want to point out in these pictures, there are some hot chicks, but there is one, where's she at? One chick that's curling. She's from Russia. Huh? She's hot, and the very last picture is a chick from Canada, Melissa Hollingsworth Richards, which is a Canadian skeleton racer. We'll be right back for more Up All Night with Matt and Travis.
Join me, Dominic Forbes, every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way I've said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach,
man. The
cockroach.
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, flippy flippies, jellies, stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
I like boobies.
Right here on the Up All Night Radio Show. Okay, you were explaining to me what the skeleton is.
The skeleton. It's the same as the luge, except you, instead of going down feet first, you go down head first.
Wow. Wow.
80 some odd miles an hour, head first, down a freaking track. Tell me that don't take a big set. A huge set.
Yeah, but that's a chick, you said.
Oh, so she's got a huge set going down head first, 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
Especially on a track that a guy just died on, like, a week ago.
You know, I'm going to cut that up, and all I'm going to hear is, and she had a huge sack. And I'm just like, what the hell does that mean? You'll be figuring that out for years.
Be like, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. The whole, and here's the other thing, and I'm sure the ladies in the chat box have been watching the figure skating.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
The one problem that I have here.
What's that?
Is all these, you know, no offense to the homosexual community.
Right.
But.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
Yes, I am. The thing is this. You guys have ruined figure skating for men because you cannot have a heterosexual figure skater. That guy wearing the fur and the sequins and all that crap. Are you kidding me?
I take no defense in the what happens with the dudes look like chicks figure skating.
It's just like you cannot have a heterosexual hair.
I'm sure it takes a lot of talent.
Hair
and by no means do I want to challenge any of them to.
It takes a lot of talent. Are you kidding me?
But I am not going to go. I am not.
Did you watch any?
I do not do figure skating.
You don't watch any of it?
Nope. I don't watch. I don't watch none. I'll watch skiing. I'll watch curling. I'll watch hockey.
You actually sit there and watch curling.
I love
and
curling.
And there goes the stone. And then, here, let me give it to you. Let me get some live coverage.
Live coverage.
And they move up. Here goes the stone. There's now somebody with a broom in front of the stone. And they're brooming with the...
Brooming. Oh, slowing it down. Slowing it down a little bit. Brooming. Hooking it a little to the left.
It's going off to the right.
It's going to hit the other stone. Oh, right in the middle.
Yeah. And then we got a cutaway for breaking news. Some guy in Kansas City named Mac was watching curling and just committed suicide.
Well, he couldn't take the pressure, Bob. Just couldn't take the pressure. It's a lot of pressure in curling.
Yeah. All right, continuing with the show notes. Let's get off the
Olympics. By the way, the new in the chat box, let's get nasty now, LOL, he's off the air.
Who's that?
My son.
Oh, cool.
So now we can dive into
the nasty talk.
The nasty stuff.
Okay, the next segment we're going to get into the nasty talk.
Time to get R-rated, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's time to get serious. Get dirty. Get dirty with you. Let me see if I can go ahead and start with the... So I could actually play this here.
Gene Simmons, ladies and gentlemen.
God. Yeah.
All right, enough of that. We'll continue with the show notes, and then we got to get to the rest of your... escapades, which is definitely X-rated.
I don't know that.
Oh, are you kidding me? Next time on the show notes at macatravis.com.
All right.
Women with fish. This
yes.
is a whole long selection of pictures of women holding fish.
It is awesome.
Or rods, one of the two.
It is awesome.
Give us a blow-by-blow. What do you think about that? Are you turned on by women with fish?
Well, yeah. She's not bad looking. Some of these are really nice. Now, there's not just one picture there. You wait till the little gray arrow comes up and click on that. Or you can go just to the right-hand corner, and you'll see the other selections that you could choose from. And I think we decided which one was hot one. Hot Babes and Ugly Fish.
I don't know. It's the one with the big boobs. I know that much.
There's three or four of them in there with some.
And you know what would be kind of
nice
funny
boobs.
Is to have a whole selection of men with fish for the ladies.
There
and you know they'd be all fat, old, big gut, beer guzzling.
So what you're redneck. Telling me is the next time I go down to the tournament, you want me to start taking pictures of of the guys fishing.
Well, not me, but I'm sure the gals in the chat box would.
Oh, yes.
Right. Talking about gals with fish, the next time on the show notes, hey, girlfriend, how do you do that? Or what do you do with that? Click on that and give us a blow-by-blow on what this
the
chick's doing.
The giant tongue.
See what she's doing.
She's got nice red hair. She's licking her lips. She's got a piercing on her lip. Oh, my God, dude. She can touch the bottom of her chin with her tongue. She has a Gene Simmons-like tongue. Wow. I can think of a lot of things she could do with that tongue.
lesbian action there, I'm sure.
Not only lesbian action.
All right. We don't want to go there. All right, we're going to move on.
Yes, I do.
We'll talk about that.
I want to visit that place right now.
We'll talk about that in just a minute. We'll talk about that. Eesh. Other item on the show notes real quick. We'll go through these. 25 hot female Olympians. We did
those
that.
Are hot.
Also, this one's kind of cool. It's a video of the Google thing where you can interactive, and it's right. A train going around Moscow. And what's cool about it is you get to see what Moscow looks like. Because I always wondered, what does the city look like?
Right.
Does it look like New York? Does it look like Chicago? What does it look like? It's kind of cool just to watch. It's no big show note thing. It doesn't have any wackiness or to it. It's just interesting.
They'll show like some Russians beating up on an American because he was a spy.
That was one more thing. I'll deviate one more thing about this. through the whole Cold War, we were led to believe that Russian women were ugly.
Right.
I have been seeing more hot Russian women than you could shake a stick at. Just like your. The one there, your Olympian. There's some hot Russian women.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Telling you. They grow them nice over there, too.
They're just all over this world. And then the last item on the show notes, which I've left up there from the last 3 weeks. I wanted you to see it. You can watch it in the privacy of your own home. Cheerleader takes it hard.
I'm going to watch it right now.
And
because I just like the sound of it.
Yeah.
It sounds good. Uh-oh. This doesn't look good. Up in the air. Holy shnikes. She went straight backwards. Where was the support on that one?
Oh, man.
You know what that is?
What? That hurts.
Those four girls were like, this bitch.
yeah, I don't know if there was some kind of thing going on there.
So. Oh, wow. That's right. Just that. She took it hard, all right.
All right.
Really hard.
Yeah. So, let me see what time I got. You want to do this real quickly? Your question for me? Okay, let me give you the question of the day. Then we're going to get to your escapades. We got to get to those because it was just so fascinating.
Right.
And you lead an amazing life. In a 3 week period of being gone, you're at the adult alternative club with all these things going on, this wild, crazy life. You win a fishing tournament. You go and train in the army, and you actually go to Salina, Kansas, which is an amazing event in itself.
But just the fact that I made it back.
That's right.
Should say enough.
You know, after 2 years of no sex, you turn back into a virgin. Here's Stephen McKay with today's question of the day on the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, go ahead. Shoot it.
All right, this is my question of the day. You were a married man, and anybody else that was married out there, maybe you can get in
the
chat.
Hold on. Say that again.
You were a married man. Okay, now here's the deal. I want to know if this happens to everybody or if this is just, pertains to my life.
Farmville!
No, not Farmville. All right, so...
Now, whoa, before you get started, is this going to get you in trouble with your wife?
I don't know, it might.
Okay, go
ahead. That's okay. So, all right, I want to know, is it normal for couples to retreat to a bathroom and talk? Is that normal?
When they're at another place, another party or something?
No. In your own home.
Oh, okay.
Is it normal that happens?
No.
So it's not normal that when
not
I go in
me.
And take a dump that,
no.
I have my wife come in?
No. When I take a dump, it's me by myself. There's no hanky-panky.
I'm not saying hanky-panky. I'm not going there. I already know the answer to that one.
Sorry, ladies. I didn't mean to put that out there like that.
I'm just saying, I wonder if that happens in just more home, or just my home, or, is that natural for all married couples? Do they go to...
It's
not normal?
No, we go...
I thought it was normal.
We used to go to the kitchen and stuff like that. Well, maybe you go to the bathroom because the kids aren't there, right?
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that. You don't say anything like this.
Code word, turnover, bitch.
That means go to the bathroom.
and your wife didn't say...
Cock?
No.
Okay. The bathroom, for me personally, is an off-limit place where I take a dump and there's nothing funny going on there.
So can you have anybody talk to you while you're in the bathroom?
No. Stay the fuck away. Don't bang on the door. Don't ask me questions. I'm doing business. I don't read the newspaper. You have a whole stack of Playboys and all kinds of stuff in your bathroom. I don't read. I don't watch TV. I don't crochet. I get in there, do my business, get the hell out of there.
Really?
Yes.
Man, I sit in there and watch TV, you know, talk to the wife, you know.
So you guys go in the bathroom often to talk?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought that was normal.
Find another room.
Find another room?
Go outside.
No, now it would be nice to go outside, you know, nice, you know.
Oh, here on the
warm,
beach.
Warm, tropical yeah. area, you know.
Here on the
great.
Beach, yeah, I understand. But
not,
here's some more.
You know, at home, I mean, it's cold.
Okay.
Where he builds his toilet paper and rolls.
Yes, yes.
Your castles.
My castle of toilet paper. Of course, you guys could use the toilet paper to write notes on that you talk about.
Yeah, well, yeah, a little, what did Johnny do today?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
See, maybe we should try that. I just thought that was normal. I mean, I was wondering.
Well, find out in the chat box.
I was sitting there using the facilities, and I was thinking to myself, yeah, basically, he's thinking, I was like, I wonder if this is normal. If normal people do this, is this a normal activity, or is this something that just goes on in my house?
Does she ever, you know, I know that you, let's say you can smell up a bathroom pretty freaking easily.
Let's say it's pretty much already done.
The word is rank. And so does your wife, does she go, man, this stinks.
Yeah.
That's still talking here.
Sometimes I'm like, Jesus Christ, where'd you eat?
No.
You're the one that was feeding me. You tell me what I ate. But yeah, I was just wondering if that was normal.
No,
so you
no.
say no. No. Cool Reese says it is when you have kids.
That's the only reason I can imagine is kids. That's the only place you guys can talk. What do you guys talk about?
Everything.
But like going, to the old alternative.
No. Adult. Well, or, yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about everything. There's, you know, what happened during the day, what's been going on, how are the kids being?
Okay.
What are we going to do financially? Whatever. I mean, everything.
You got a calculator in there? And
No, but I do have a piece of paper and a pencil. You never know when you're going to
have
to do some
math. Pound him in the pooper for 3 years and he still says he's not gay.
No pounding in the pooper. I was just wondering if that was normal.
No, sorry. Maybe if you have kids.
What about even if you were like in the shower and the other one was in there? Is that normal? Did you never take a shower? And
I think maybe I've taken a shower a couple times with a woman, but basically no. It's usually go in, take a shower, and then come out.
Do your business, get out, and then...
And then make the world rock for her. Make her a world rock and roll, baby. That's right.
See, it happens to somebody else. All right, I'm not the only one. It is normal. Wow. Maybe you were the abnormal one.
I have a thing about pooping. And back in the Army days, I didn't mind pooping in a big line. You know, you got toilets for miles and miles
right,
and miles.
Right, right.
And you're sitting right beside another guy and you're taking a dump. I didn't have a problem with that.
So what magazine are you looking at?
No. And here's another kind of interesting thing since we're talking bathroom etiquette. Yeesh, I didn't want to go here. But, okay, here.
You can't get away from Uranus.
But there's a thing called pee shy. And I don't know if women have this.
Pee shy?
And I didn't know about it, okay?
All right.
But Howard Stern was talking about first time I ever heard of it. And I've heard about it since then. But guys that cannot pee while standing to another guy or have anybody around, if anybody else is in the bathroom, they can't pee at the urinal.
Right.
Because I don't know why. I mean,
stage fright.
Stage fright, I guess. I don't get that.
Little buddy. Come on now.
That's pissing.
You had to go a couple seconds ago. What happened?
I could whip it out anywhere in this world and take a piss. In front of a million freaking people, I take a piss. Anytime.
Rock on, Kansas City!
And I can do it on demand.
Oh, yeah.
It's a rare talent that I have that I can piss at any moment that you ask.
I think you just like pulling your cock out in front of everybody.
That's right, baby.
This is what you're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you're dealing with.
Because nobody ever sees it, so I got to have somebody see it.
Cock.
But,
you're right. I do. She also points out that I take the mail in there and read the mail.
Oh God! So you spend long hours in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sitting there at least, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes sometimes.
Man,
there's been times I've got up with my legs numb. I've been like,
good Lord,
well, I've sat there a little too long. That's why I don't understand how that chick, that one big chick, sat there forever and the toilet seat actually fused to her.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit there that long. I did 30 minutes tops. I mean, I got to get out of there.
I'm not even that long, man. I'm in and out. I used to have a guy that all, a friend of mine always took porn magazines to the bathroom.
You never know. Maybe a little and bored.
I can't imagine. That's disgusting.
Take a dump. Rub one out.
not when you're taking
maybe
a dump.
In that order. No. Maybe you like the smell of his own aroma. Maybe that excited him.
Maybe I. We got to move on. This is disgusting. I don't know if anybody in the chat box is disgusted by this, but I'm disgusted by it. Just give it a blanket. I'm sorry.
I am so sorry.
Nice.
Let me put something else so I can get something else in my brain here. What we got here?
Blue ukulele.
The blue ukulele.
Bang me. 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 Bang me.
So you went with that to get me off your mind.
I was looking for anything.
Wow.
That's
wow,
your
that
wife.
says a lot there.
That's what your wife says.
Bang yeah. me. Bang me. Bang me.
Like the echo?
I like to bang echo and I like the breathing in the background. That's right.
Right, this will get my mind off of it.
Pants on the ground. Pants
no,
on
that
the...
doesn't get it behind me. That makes me think about
see?
The bathroom.
Once again, I think you're a little flaming. Little
I
bit.
Like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
You're going to love my nuts.
Okay, enough of that. All right, well, let's move on.
All right.
Let's get back to, do you ever play in your bathroom? Do you ever play?
Farmville.
No. If I had a laptop, I would.
And why are people still sending me Mafia War requests?
Because I
God
like it.
Damn.
I'm going to keep sending it until you actually start playing.
I got 98 things in my thing. Mafia requests. It's like, no, I'm not going to play Mafia
See?
Wars. I'm trying to. I want to play Farmville. And Fishville when I get time. But okay, enough of that.
You just can't bring yourself to do it, can you?
Yeah, we've lost total control of the show here. Let's get back to the sound here. Let me get the beach going here.
Yeah, back to the beach. Back to the beach. Back to the beach.
We still have another Zedhead song. We're also going to hit your adventures. Do we have time?
My adventures? The adventures of Travis the Trout Man.
No, we're talking Winners. About your adventures at the adult alternative bar, Travis the Stud Muffin. Travis the Stud Muffin.
I'll go with Muffin, but... Hey, we'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Listening to the music alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st century.
21st century blues.
All the music that anyone
would
want to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally hooked on you guys now. I'll go back to the other one.
I'm going to Texas. Yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCLR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Thank you.
when I go to bed. Well, I can see your face, I hear your voice, oh, so clear in my head. Well, I heard them on the radio, I saw them on the news, but I never knew the blues till I lost you. Well, I can feel you in my heart. Your perfume is in the air. Your breath is all around me. All my face, I feel your hair. Well, I heard them on the radio. I saw them on the news. But I never knew the blues till I lost you. See your face, I hear your voice, oh, so clear in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I heard them on the radio, I saw them on the news, but I never knew the blues till I lost you. You know that I heard them on the radio, I saw them on the news.
Watch me, baby.
Seriously hot there, that Zed Head. Man, they're freaking good. Oh, yeah. Zed Head there with you. And here comes Travis. Everything all go okay?
Oh, yeah.
Doggy back in?
Dog's back in. Cool. Even here on the beach, you got to take the dog out every once in a while.
That's absolutely right. Yee! Zed Head, pretty good. By the way, besides Zed Head being hot, you also got tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Cool Breeze and Sizzling Blues.
Sweet.
Want some serious music? Is she still in the box?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, well, let me look.
Cool Breeze is in the box there.
Yes,
Sunday
she
night,
is.
Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, live on KCOnlineRadio.com, the flagship station of Back of Travis. You
yes.
know what we say? Breeze is Breezealicious.
Breezealicious.
That's right, baby. So if you want some Breezealicious tunes, definitely tune in tomorrow. Join her in the chat box there. She's got a chat box. Everything you can find there at KCOnlineRadio.com flagship
Sweet.
Station. Also, a big shout out also to all the great programs there on the Cockroach.
The Cockroaches.
And Rant Radio, our other affiliate there. But I know DJ up in New York on the Cockroach is pretty pissed off about the weather. I hope he could make it into the chat box. We'll give him a lay.
Yes, he's I'm sorry. Let me get you laid.
Give him a lay. Guinevere, are you okay? She has a breathing problem. Poor girl. Anyway, there you go. Okay, so let's get into this right away.
All right.
And, yes, you've been
remember
gone.
Remember, we still have to talk sports.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's happening because this is too important.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the chat box wants to know about this, so.
All right.
You can't keep it up all night.
Oh, sorry. So, anyway.
Yes, you can with the proper prescription.
Proper prescription. You and your lovely wife made track number two to the Adult Alternative Club. The second time you went there.
Second time.
You guys liked it so much the first time that you went back.
Yes.
Tell us what happened this time at the Alternative Lifestyle Club. Did you get...
Did I get laid?
You guys... Yeah.
A little bit later in the evening I did.
You can't keep it up all night.
No, we went. It was awesome. We had a great time. I drank about a fifth of half a fifth of Crown Royal. Wow, that was a horrible throw by me. Horrible throw.
Like a Kansas City Chief there.
I'm never gonna. I'll get it. I'll never make the curling team doing throwing like that.
Yeah, you're used to throwing stones.
There you go.
So I heard some of the stories of stuff going on there. The lick a spot thing, was that what it's called?
Lick a spot.
Tell us what about lick a spot there.
It's.
You saw this actually happening.
Yes, it's awesome.
Is it on stage or is it just
out
in the middle?
No, just out in the middle of the dance floor.
So you could raise your hand and say, I want to lick a spot.
That's right.
Okay, tell us what lick a spot is.
And it's pretty much what it says, lick a spot. You put some whipped cream on it and you lick the spot.
Well, you can't lick your own spot. What
do you... Well, if I could lick my own spot, I wouldn't need nobody else, then would I?
But you have, you put whipped cream on a particular spot, the spot that you want. It could be anything, your elbow, I guess.
Anything. What is your fetish?
Your feet, your penis, or your boob. And then people throughout the crowd comes and licks it. Is that the deal?
That's the way I assume it to be.
Well, you saw it happening, didn't you?
That's the way I assume it to be. I ain't going to speak actually on honestly the way it is, but that's the way I assume it to be.
All right.
It looks like a great time.
Wow. Where was the whipped cream if it was happening? Where would people have put it?
anywhere that you had a fetish. I'll just leave it at that. That involves the from top to bottom, I guess. not too many places weren't creamed.
Explore. Okay. Well, a lot of pants were probably creamed, I imagine.
Maybe.
Okay, tell us some anywhere. More of what went on. I want to know what happened there.
I got all dressed.
Are you going to go back for a third time?
Yeah, probably. More than likely.
All right.
I got all dressed up. I got all dolled up. Looked pretty good, I think. My baby can tell you if I looked that good.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground with the...
No, I didn't look like a fool. I looked good.
Did you do any of this?
I need some beads. I'm willing to flash my penis.
No. I'm thinking about doing that later, though. Heck with it. I'd walk around naked. I'd free ball it around.
As long as there's whipped cream on it, right?
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry I keep interrupting. Tell us what happened there.
Lots of dancing, a lot of drinking, real good time, real nice dresses to look at.
There's a sandwich action going here.
By the way, my baby said I looked fucking hot.
Wow.
So did she.
Oh,
by the way.
That's so lovely. I was trying to find some sound effect for Lovey Dovey here.
My endless love. I'm telling you, we're gonna have to take you out to the club.
I can't go there. I don't have a partner.
Oh,
you gotta have a
you
mate.
You might.
They won't let you in the door if you don't have a mate.
Oh no, yes they will.
It's not a singles bar.
Oh, it might as well be. It's nice. It's an awesome place. It's a great place.
You gonna tell us any more about?
It's an awesome, great place.
Was there some hot chick that you were talking about?
There were some hot chicks there that were dressed up in hardly anything.
Wow.
And when I say hardly anything, I mean hardly anything.
Did you get hard?
Maybe.
You didn't turn to him and go.
Code word, turnover bitch.
No, that's a code word between me and Me and the wife.
Did you put your hand around your wife and tell everybody in a loud voice,
I love this box? No, but that would have been a great one. Hey, we'll be right back with all more Up on the Hype with Maggie Travis.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises. They're back, Mac and Travis.
It's been awesome here on the beach.
Fantastic third annual beach party. Thank you all for being here on the chat box with us. You were here at the luau with us.
Ah, yes.
And you guys, I hope you all feel warm, and I hope you got the lay.
Y'all got laid. Don't forget the suntan lotion.
Get the suntan lotion. You're go home, be with your wife. You'll fly back. It's going to be a quick flight.
It'll be a quick flight, but it'll be chilly getting off the plane in these shorts and a tank top. But I'll have to brave the weather, I guess, to go out there and see her. I want to say congratulations to the New Orleans Saints. I didn't pick you to win, but congratulations to you won anyway.
You weren't even here for the whole thing.
The start of NASCAR. That was awesome.
Go Danica.
Fuck Gordon. Because Gordon wrecked my dude. I still owe my wife a prize.
Woo!
yeah, we have a running bet. Well, I'll tell you about that later. Danica. Fuck Danica. We need to go with Jennifer Cobb. Go with Jennifer Cobb. She's from right here in Kansas City. I know her dad. I knew her when she was real little. She's in the truck series. Go watch her race.
I'm going to try to make her babe of the week if you can find a picture of her.
Oh, yes. I'll find a picture of her.
Thank you all for listening. We had a great time. Thank you for Sister Mary Evelyn.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Sister. You did a great job. You kicked butt, I think.
Yes, it was awesome. She's going to definitely be back on the show sometime.
Oh, cool, cool. Now, you're going to be back next week?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you have guard this
week. 2 weeks in a row? What?
What's up with that? You have guard this week, right?
Yes.
You're at guard tomorrow.
Yes.
What time you got to be there?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's going to suck.
You probably got to get out of here in a hurry then.
Well, yeah. I'll eat some stuff here. I'll eat some stew. Someone cooked some stew here at the hotel that we're going to eat.
That's right. Make good stew here.
Be good on the beach, you know, watching the sunset, listen to the waves. Eating stew. See, we're thinking like we're cold, but we're eating like we're cold, but we're actually nice and warm.
That's right.
Here in the basking sun.
That's right.
With the golden bodies.
Well, it's
of
actually
women.
Dark now here, but it's still 74 degrees.
It's still warmer than it is back home.
But nice to have you back finally.
Thank you.
And Zedhead is our artist of the week.
Oh, yes. Go buy their music.
They heated things up for us.
Go buy the music. They're awesome. They're a good band.
See y'all next week.
See you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.